everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Okay, well, let's briefly go over what we talked about in day one of our article, Sapporo's White Illumination.
Great idea. We're talking about Sapporo's White Illumination, which is a festival that lights up the city every winter.
That's right. Now, you should head to the Adori venue, where you can see around 520,000 bulbs shining in the displays around Adori Park.
There are beautiful displays of snowmen and Christmas trees there.
That's not all. It's also home to the German Christmas market, where you can look at crafts, try delicious food and drinks, not just from Germany, but from other European countries as well.
Don't pass the chance to visit Minami Ichirotori either, especially if you love fashion.
Mm-hmm. And best of all, there's plenty more to do and see in Sapporo during the White Illumination. That's what we're going to talk about today.
Reading.
Japan sparkles during Sapporo White Illumination. As you continue taking in the sights, why not make your way to the lit-up Sapporo TV Tower? This structure is a crowd favorite. If you are feeling romantic, you'll appreciate its love tree. The tree, which features red heart-shaped decorations, is just outside of the tower. Go inside to escape the cold and get a view of the city from its popular observation deck. Sapporo White Illumination was held for the first time on December 12, 1981. It was started to encourage more tourists to visit the city in winter and featured just 1,048 bulbs in its first year. Since then, the event has grown into the popular occasion it is today. This is largely thanks to Takamichi Ito, the man who is responsible for Sapporo's light designs. He has said that, before the event started, December in Sapporo was pitch black and the gloomiest time of the year. Today, however, the city's coldest season is also one of its liveliest ones, due to the success of Sapporo White Illumination.
Okay, so the second day of our article begins by saying, as you continue taking in the sights, why not make your way to the lit-up Sapporo TV Tower? Now, if you're taking in the sights, you're spending your time looking at the sights, often admiring them. For example, you can take in the scenery at a beautiful lake. Here's an example sentence. We'll need at least a week in London if we're going to take in all the best tourist sites.
To take something in 代表的是 欣赏, 参观某事物. Sometimes we forget to take in all the beautiful scenery when we are busy taking photos.
Right.
有的时候呢, 在忙着拍照之前, 先停下来 take in, 欣赏, 漂亮的风景也是不错的哦。
Okay, so it talked about another site to take in Sapporo. It was the Sapporo TV Tower. Now, when you make your way somewhere, like make your way to the TV Tower, you start going to a certain place. We could also replace this phrase with head to.
Head to.
You can head to the Sapporo TV Tower. Here's an example sentence. When you're finished writing your test, please make your way to the front and hand it in to the teacher.
To make one's way to, 后面加一个地方, 代表的是前往某处, 我们也可以用 head to, 加上地方来说, 所以代换为文章当中呢, why not head to the lit up Sapporo TV Tower? But what is this place about?
Good question. So, the article tells us this structure is a crowd favorite. Ah, so many people like this structure. The noun structure is something that has been built, such as a building or a bridge or another big thing like a tower like that. Here's an example. The Eiffel Tower in Paris, France, is one of the most famous structures in Europe.
Structure 当名词是结构、大型建筑物的意思。那 The Eiffel Tower in Paris, France, 法国的埃菲尔铁塔就是一个欧洲著名的 structure, 大型建筑物。What about in Taiwan? Can I say Taipei 101 is a famous structure in Taipei?
Of course it is.、Mm-hmm. And it's probably the most famous one in Taiwan.
Yeah, and in Sapporo, Japan, there、mm-hmm. is this big tower called the Sapporo TV Tower.
Exactly.
札幌电视塔。
Okay, so what's one of the things to see at this TV tower structure? The article here says, if you're feeling romantic, you'll appreciate its love tree. Ooh. Now, the article said you'll appreciate the Sapporo TV tower's love tree. Appreciate is a verb. When you appreciate something, you understand how good it is. It can also mean that you're thankful for something because it helps you in some way. For example, you might appreciate somebody's help, or you could appreciate a warm house on a cold day. Here's another example sentence. I always appreciate Zoe's wise advice. She's helped me solve some huge problems.
Appreciate 这个动词呢，在文章中是欣赏、赏识。那另外呢，还可以当作感恩、感激来解释。For example, I appreciate what you have done for me.
You're welcome.
我感激你对我所做的一切。So we can appreciate the love tree if we feel romantic.、
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us more about the tree?
Of course I can. Here we see the tree, which features red heart-shaped decorations is just outside of the tower. Okay, so this tree features red heart-shaped decorations.、Mm-hmm. Now, the verb feature means to include or show something that is a special part of something else. So this tree includes beautiful decorations that make it extra special. Here's another example. This old churchfeatures beautiful painted ceilings. Now, here's an interesting thing.
Yep.
We can also use feature as a noun.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a sentence for that too. One special feature of this watch is that it connects to a smartphone.
Feature 在文章中呢，当动词用，是以点点点为特色的意思。The love tree 爱之树是以红心的装饰为特色。而在例句中呢 ，feature 是名词，代表特色、特点、特征。那再各给同学们一个例句哦。This hotel features its service。这边的 features 当动词用，代表这间旅馆呢是以服务为特色。再来 ，the iPhone X or iPhone X。
I would say probably iPhone X. It's the same、mm-hmm. thing.
It has many new features. 它有很多新的特点。这边的 features 就是名词啦。
Okay, well, before we go on, tell us more about this word decoration, Elsie.
Decoration 是名词装饰。那当动词的时候我们要改成 decorate. For example, my family decorated the Christmas tree with different colors of lights.、
Ah.
To decorate A with B, 用 B 来装饰 A.
Okay, well, you're at Sapporo TV Tower,、
mm-hmm.
you're in this romantic atmosphere, you've got a love tree with beautiful red decorations,、
yeah.
but you might be a little bit cold.、
Mm-hmm.
So, why don't you go inside? The article says, go inside to escape the cold and get a view of the city from its popular observation deck. Now,Let's look at the noun deck before we put it together with observation.
Okay.
A deck is one of many different levels on a ship. However,、mm-hmm. it can also be used for other things such as buildings.
Yeah.
So in this case, the observation deck is one of the different floors or levels of a building. Now here's an example of deck with a ship. The ship's captain is looking out at the sea from the top deck.
Deck 这个名词呢，指的是船、巴士或是体育场这些场合当中的层或是甲板、地板。所谓的 observation deck 也就是可以让你去眺望整座城市的瞭望台。
Now, I know Taipei 101 has an observation deck. You can see the whole city.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but we're going to move on from the sights you can see at Sapporo White Illumination. Now, we're going to start talking about the festival itself. So it says here, Sapporo White Illumination was held for the first time on December 12th, 1981. Now, we use the phrase, for the first time, and it means exactly that. For the first time means the beginning of something, or the start of something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now the white illumination began in 1981 on December 12th. That was the first time it happened. Here's another example. Ellen drove a scooter for the first time on her 18th birthday.
For the first time 就是字面上的意义，第一次。Time 这里当作次数来解释，所以在1981年的12月12号，札幌白色灯树节就是第一次被举办。
Now what everybody might be wondering is why did this festival come about? What started this festival?
Right.
So we see in the article, it was started to encourage more tourists to visit the city in winter and featured just 1,048 bulbs in its first year.
Only 1,048?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was a lot smaller back then,
A lot smaller,
yeah.
That's right. And it's gotten bigger and bigger each year. Now here, we know this because the article says, since then, the event has grown into the popular occasion it is today.
Mm.
Okay, so we're going to look at this noun, occasion. It's an important social event, or a time that people celebrate something together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for example, a birthday might be an occasion.
Yeah.
Here in the example sentence we see, today's a very special occasion. It's Kendra's 30th birthday.
Occasion 这个名词呢，当的是特殊场合或是特殊事件。记得哦，你在拼这个字的时候，里面是有两个 C， 不要忘记咯。文章中说到啊，本来规模比较小的札幌灯树节 has grown into， 也就是渐渐变成、渐渐扩大为 popular occasion， 受欢迎的活动场合。那如果我在 occasion 的后面加上 ally， occasionally 这个字很实用哦，它就是sometimes, 偶尔的意思。
Okay, so this is obviously turning the
into
a special occasion.
Yeah.
Now I know in Canada, during the winter, it gets very dark.
Because it's so cold.
Because the sun, you know, in the summer we get longer days.
Oh, so you mean the sun sets down earlier.
Earlier and comes up later. And so a lot of times in Canada during the winter, you'll get up in the dark and you'll go home in the dark. And it's just always dark. And when it's dark, it just makes you feel blue.
Yeah, you feel down, you feel depressed.
But that's what must happen in Japan. And I think that might be why people have started this festival.
Yeah, to light it up.
Exactly. Now we're going to learn more about the person who helped this event become possible.
Mm.
The article says, this is largely thanks to Takamichi Ito, the man who is responsible for Sapporo's light designs. Now, we saw the phrase, thanks to, and it's used when you want to say that one thing has happened because of something else. Now, it's usually used to say that something good has happened because of something or someone else. For example, thanks to his father's encouragement, Luca found the confidence to ask out the girl he liked.
Thanks to 是幸亏、由于，这是一个介系词片语哦，所以后面呢、你必须要加上名词。文章中呢，在 thanks to 的前面加上了 largely， 也就是大多的意思。So thanks to Takamichi Ito, the event has grown bigger and bigger. Takamichi Ito is responsible for Sapporo's light designs.
Right. So we're going to look at this adjective responsible. When someone is responsible, or someone or something is responsible for something, a change, a problem, an event, something like that, It causes that thing to happen.、
Mm-hmm.
So Takamichi Ito is the person who caused this great event to happen. Here's another example. The cold weather is responsible for all my plants dying.
Oh no. To be responsible for somebody or something 代表的是对某人或事情物品负责任。所搭配的介系词呢是 for, 要注意哦。原来这个 Takamichi Ito 是负责灯光设计的。那么一个人的责任又该怎么说呢我们用 responsibility 这个名词。So we can also say that Takamichi Ito's responsibility is to design the lights for the event.
Exactly. Okay, so here's why Ito wanted to start this beautiful festival.、Mm-hmm. We've talked a little bit about this,、
yeah.
but it says he, that's Ito, has said that...Before the event started, December in Sapporo was pitch black and the gloomiest time of the year.、
Mm.
Now, we've come up to today's shortcut for you. It's the word pitch black. Let's take a quick break to hear more about it.
Shortcut for you.
The treasure is in there.
Okay, so who's going in first?
I'll go in. Just let me get my flashlight.
What?
It's out of battery.
I didn't bring one.
And my matches got wet when we jumped into that river trying to escape from that tiger. Great. It's pitch black in there.
Pitch black? There's no time for baseball.
Pitch black means something is completely black.
I get it. Pitch black is 漆黑的、乌黑的。
Bingo. It's pitch black in there.
What should we do?
What else? We have to start a fire.
Look!
The tiger...
You know what else is pitch black?
What?
The inside of a tiger's stomach!
Run!
Okay, so we just saw that pitch black just means very dark or a very dark black color. Now, let's find out how that makes things feel gloomy, though.
Gloomy 这个形容词呢是形容天色或地方是昏暗的 So we can use gloomy and pitch black to describe the Canada、mm-hmm. winter, right?
Canada winter, dark and sad.
Yeah, gloomy 也可以用来形容一个人的心情哦 He's a gloomy person, 他是一个忧郁的人那在文章中不只写了 gloomy, 还用到了最高级 the gloomiest.
Gloomiest, what a funny word, okay.、Mm. It's not gloomy in Sapporo anymore though.Here it says, today, however, the city's coldest season is also one of its liveliest ones, due to the success of Sapporo White Illumination. Now, let's talk quickly about the adjective lively、mm-hmm. in that sentence. Lively here is being used as the opposite of gloomy. It's kind of like saying the city's gone from sad to happy.
Lively 是精力充沛的、生气勃勃的，刚好跟 gloomy 相反。那我们前面用到最高级 gloomiest， 这边还用到最高级 liveliest， 形成对比。
Okay,、mm. well, I know that this article has convinced me that the Sapporo White Illumination is definitely worth visiting.
Going, right?
Yeah,
and we have to go together.
I know. Okay, well, we're going to sign off today. We've got to get to Japan.All right, maybe you guys can go too. We're going to finish off with our For You Chat now.
For You Chat.
Okay, here's one of my favorite For You Chat questions to ask. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What are some other famous tourist attractions around the world? And why are they special?
Oh, there are too many to talk about.
I know.
But the first tourist attraction that came into my mind is Angkor Wat.
Uh-huh.
五个窟 because I just came back from there.
Yes, that's right.
Angkor Wat is the temple complex in Cambodia, Jempuchai. It was built in the 12th century. I hope I'm right. It's special not just because it's old, but also because of the carvings on every wall of the temple.Are really good.
They're
really
amazing.
I took so many pictures. You can check them out later.
I might. If you took that many pictures, did you get a chance to take it all in?
Maybe I'll do it next time.
Okay, so we know that Elsie's going to go back. She's going to take it in. But at least she has all these pictures for everyone to look at now.
Yes.
Okay, well, I think that...I'm gonna say one from Canada, I think. A winter one from Canada.
Okay.
In Montreal, a French city in Canada, during the winter, to kind of cheer everyone up, there's an ice festival.
Ice festival.
Now, you can go to, like, an ice amusement park. It will have slides and things to play in, and there will be lots of skating, and people will carve things out of the ice, these beautiful sculptures everywhere. It's a really cool festival to check out. All right, but what about you guys? Have you seen lots of cool, famous tourist attractions?
What about the attractions in Taiwan?
Yeah, there are plenty of them, and I know I've seen some of them too. So you've got lots to talk about this time. All right, that's all the time we've got to chat today. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Japan sparkles during Sapporo White Illumination. As you continue taking in the sights...Why not make your way to the lit-up Sapporo TV Tower? This structure is a crowd favorite. If you are feeling romantic, you'll appreciate its love tree. The tree, which features red heart-shaped decorations, is just outside of the tower. Go inside to escape the cold and get a view of the city from its popular observation deck. Sapporo White Illuminationwas held for the first time on December 12, 1981. It was started to encourage more tourists to visit the city in winter and featured just 1,048 bulbs in its first year. Since then, the event has grown into the popular occasion it is today. This is largely thanks to Takamichi Ito, the man who is responsible for Sapporo's light designs.He has said that, before the event started, December in Sapporo was pitch black and the gloomiest time of the year. Today, however, the city's coldest season is also one of its liveliest ones, due to the success of Sapporo White Illumination.
Vocabulary Review. Structure. Workers are building a large new structure in the center of town. I think it's going to be a library. Appreciate. Donna loved visiting Rome. She especially appreciated its historic buildings. Feature.This old church features beautiful painted ceilings. Deck. Many of the boat's passengers waved goodbye to their families from the upper deck. Occasion. Chinese New Year is a special occasion here. It is celebrated all over the island. Responsible.Rachel was responsible for watching her younger sister and brother while her parents were away.